the same age as the shipwreck. The image had faded away with time, a distant figure that had almost disappeared from my mind, a small remembrance, like the wedding photograph in the room, the mood gobbling up his face, since he disappeared. I left the fist, bone on a stone, wiped away my sweat. I looked at the mountain, the vantage point, and I remembered when I was a child that we climbed it to see from above the place where my father used to work. The fish traps are being baited. They have to be taken to Kameje by rowing boat. Let's go. We still have time to gather some selfies before preparing lunch, my mother used to say. Back at work, the tide was coming in. I had to hurry. I cut the groups of goose barnacles at the base to pull them out of the stone with a scraper. I thought my life had changed since the moment my father failed to come home. That day, we didn't take the path to the lookout, but we did so by mid-afternoon, worried about him being late. At first sight, among the rocks of Perthebeira Point, I recognized the blue stripe of the family boat in the same place where I gather selfies today. I am from the Welga crew, an English cloud freighter of 4,000 tons that crashed into the Perthebeira shallows. My father died when the Sandweller sank in the same place. Marine tragedies marked our life. The tide is in and my work comes to an end. I tied the net sack containing the goose barnacles, gathered the scraper and landing net, and tied the opening of the sack. I jump along the rocks until I leave the coast. I enter the pine forest and start to go up until I reach the rocky ground of the lookout. I look again at the sea from above, and then go down towards home. I got married to the Signore Mazzin Sibrek. I had my children accompanied by the sinkings of Castillo Monteagudo, Nil, Barcelona, Santa Maria, Revanchil, and Wolfstrong. Now, in my bed, I see myself like the old photograph of my parents, trussed by time and the sea salt. And I wait for my land to flood. Under my feet lies a path of widows, of repeated lives full of humble, trodden, wandering dust, of humble isolated shadows in the shape of algae, forming a wave with an inherited Swiss army knife to transmit our roles.